Zelensky ready to step down after war finishes. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he would be ready to step down after the war with Russia is over, in an interview published on Thursday. Zelensky said he would call for elections and would not seek re-election as president if a lasting ceasefire between the warring countries could be reached. "If we finish the war with the Russians, yes, I am ready not to go because it's not my goal, elections," Zelensky told Axios in a video interview. "I wanted very much, in a very difficult period of time, to be with my country, help my country. My goal is to finish the war." Zelensky told Axios he would ask Ukraine's parliament to organize elections if a cessation of hostilities between Moscow and Kyiv was achieved. A presidential election was slated to be held in 2024, but was suspended in accordance with the martial law that Ukraine was placed under following Russia's invasion in February 2022. Under Ukraine's constitution, elections are prohibited during martial law. Zelensky, who was elected as Ukraine's sixth president in May 2019, has now been in the post for more than a year beyond the five-year term limit the office allows for. Ukrainian presidents are allowed a maximum of two consecutive terms. Russia has often questioned Zelensky's legitimacy as a leader over the lack of elections, and he has also been criticized by President Donald Trump on the issue. However, during more than 3 years of war, Zelensky has maintained a high level of public trust. A poll taken at the start of September by the Kyiv International Institute of Sociology showed that about 59% of Ukrainians trusted their president. Some 34% of those polled said they did not trust him. He also continues to enjoy the support of many European leaders. Zelensky was in the United States this week to take part in the UN General Assembly and meet Trump. During his speech at the United Nations in New York, he said that Ukraine has much to offer its allies and partners in the expanding drone arms race. Noting recent developments in unmanned weapons systems and artificial intelligence, Zelensky told the assembly, "We are now living through the most destructive arms race in human history." The Ukrainian president touted his country's successes in employing drones to slow the march of the numerically superior Russian military. "Ukraine doesn't have the big fat missiles dictators love to show off in parades, but we do have drones that can fly up to 3,000 kilometers. We had no choice but to build them to protect our right to life," he said. "Control over the sea used to depend on having a big navy. Ukraine doesn't have a big fleet, but we succeeded in the Black Sea. We pushed what's left of the Russian navy into a remote base, and we did it with sea drones." Following his meeting with Zelensky on Tuesday, the U.S. president said he believed Kyiv could recapture all of its land taken by Russia, which currently holds around one-fifth of the country, and that it should act now, with Moscow facing economic problems. "Putin and Russia are in big economic trouble, and this is the time for Ukraine to act," Trump wrote on Truth Social, shortly after meeting Zelensky in New York. "After seeing the economic trouble is causing Russia, I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form." Ryan Morgan contributed to this report.